Vultures are not exactly the most charismatic or cuddly of animals, but they do have their charm, observes Living on Earth explorer-in-residence Mark Seth Lender. In East Africa, he watched a mated pair of vultures preening each other with ground termites to keep parasites at bay.
Out on the open plain, two vultures stand side by side. The day is coming to an end at the equator, and light comes like a slam door. Atop an acacia tree, they would be out of harm's way, yet they remain. One of the vultures is on a small bare hummock that mounds up out of the close-cropped grass. The other bends down and takes something from the base of the mound with the tip of his beak. The vulture on her slight perch does the same. Bend, pick, up again, down again. Now him, now her, now both of them, then stropping, brushing, stroking each other with their beaks, rapid, intent, along the cheek, deep between the shoulders, burying their faces in the collar that forms a ruff about each other's throats, rubbing something in. The thing that each has retrieved from the mound, yes, there it is, inside her open mouth. The creamy white body of a termite bounced against the hard palate, the black tongue lifting, pressing, crushing. He has one also. And using their beaks like burnishing tools, they spread the masticated stuff deep inside the many-layered coats of each other's feathers and stop and look into each other's jet-black eyes. Their mouths open barely, as if speaking, as if his murmurings only for her, hers meant only for him, and start again, combing, roaming, clutching, necks entwined, beaks touching and touching. The light fails, but they never will. Vultures in love.
Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender.